Are you down with it? It's day one.
It's day one.
Day one. Hold up your finger. Day one. So are we canceling? Are we canceling the thing? Are we canceling the peacock? Are we doing hashtag cancel the cock again? Is that a thing? Are we back to doing that?
I don't know, but we need to talk about it because shit happened.
Are we canceling the cock? Is that a thing? Are we going back to this? Or are we actually going to care about the professional wrestling and not just jump to conclusions?
I care about the professional wrestling, but I do have questions. I'm not angry. I'll say this again on the show, but for the people listening live, for the benefit of the live studio audience, I literally sat here today when Brock got announced and went, should I change my pick to Brock? Because it's like, it's unfortunate that Roman got sick. And we're all feel really, really awful about it. But it's like, you know what? They wouldn't do that, right? They wouldn't change the ending of the pay-per-view solely because Brock's in the match, right? Right?
Who knows? But we'll talk about it. Next.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Had I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward. Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out. YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Happy New Year, everyone, if you're listening to this live. And if you're listening to this in the archive, Happy New Year to you as well. I hope it was a great, happy day for everybody and you enjoyed yourselves immensely. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's day one. Hold up your finger live on the peacocks.
It's been a weird 2 days. I'm just going to throw that out there.
It's been a day. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Mark Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, MarkRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive, and interact with us as we do the show tonight. We review WWE Day One. Hold up your finger.
Yay.
This was a good show.
This was a good show, but this was a weird show. Like, I don't know what else to call it other than weird, because there was, you know, there were some decisions made, and I don't fault them for making the decisions, because obviously they're working with what they have, and
let's talk about what had happened to start off with. What was the breaking news of the day?
So the breaking news of the day was that Roman Reigns tested positive for COVID, so we're sending all our love to Roman. Hopefully he feels better and he's not suffering with it too badly, and that it's just a very, very mild case of COVID. But yeah, Roman unfortunately did contract it, and so his match was canceled, and they had to find something to do with Brock Lesnar. So they stuck Brock Lesnar in the Fatal 4-Way for the Raw title, and it became a 5-Way. And I don't think any of us were necessarily complaining at the time. And, you know, I said this on the pre-show, but again, I'll say this again on the actual show so the people in the archive can hear me. I questioned changing my pick, because it's like, they're not going to change the booking, right? For the Raw title. Like, they're not going to do that. They're not going to change the booking, because they could just redo Brock versus Roman at Rumble. You could just reschedule that, or reschedule that for SmackDown or something like that, where you have them come in and fight each other once Roman is recovered from COVID. Like, you could do the thing, right?
You could.
Well, they opted not to do that. I mean, I say we just go ahead and talk about it, which is the Fatal 5-Way for the Raw Championship. This was the only main men's title defended. The tag titles were defended. But in terms of the men, this was the only big title. SmackDown was not defended, is what I'm trying to say. This was a really good, fun, physical match.
It was. Before we get into the whole thing, really quick, Brock Lesnar cutting the promo backstage, doing his Paul Heyman impression from "My name is Brock Lesnar," and then it's not a prediction, it's not a spoiler, was fantastic. Continue.
Oh, it was great. It was hilarious. But yeah, like, this was really good. This was really entertaining.
It was fast, nonstop.
Yeah, they were moving around. They were doing a lot of different things in it. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. I know Rock enjoyed it. We had Kevin. Kevin Owens is entirely motivated, and I think we're all here for it.
Oh yeah. Him and Seth as the pairing. Woo.
I'm here for him and Seth as the pairing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all okay with that, honestly.
But yeah, this was high spot, high spot, high spot, high spot, high spot. We had the Lashley spearing Brock through the barricade. Looked like Brock smacked his back of his head on the table.
A little bit, yeah. It looked a little rough for a second. It's like,
We had them put Bobby Lashley through the table. Big E put him through the table, which was a good spot. You had Brock coming in just, what, suplexing the hell out of everybody, F5-ing the hell out of everybody. This was all around fun. Was it a 5-star classic? No, but guess what?
It didn't need to be.
It didn't need to be. It really didn't. It was, everyone got to shine. Everyone got a big moment. Everyone's character got over in this match. And that's what is best for business, when you get everybody over. And I thought, I'm sitting here and we're watching this match, I'm saying, this is really good, right? And then it ended.
Really abruptly. Like, very, very abruptly. Like, they're all going off and they're having a good time and they're having fun and everybody's kind of into it. And we're all like, all right, yeah, yeah. You know, I can see this. I can get into this. And then it just was like over. They're like, nope. Okay, we're done. Bye-bye. That's it. No more. So it was kind of weird. Not in a bad sense, but just like, it was just really weird and strange that that's how they did it. That's how they ended it, you know?
Yeah. So Brock came in, hit the F5, 1, 2, 3. Brock Lesnar is your new WWE champion. So you wonder, what was...
Yeah, what was the original plan?
Like, what was the original plan? Was Brock... what was being said is, there was always this big thing planned for the show. Was Brock coming in, winning the title, going to be the thing, and we're going to unify the championship at WrestleMania, maybe? Which makes zero sense.
I can't see them unifying the titles.
Neither can I.
I can't see Fox and USA being down for that at all.
I mean, technically they would, because they would get the champion, the guy on both shows. I mean, that is out of star power, but it makes no sense.
You need, for the way that they do things, you need a champion per show.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense for them to do it like that. That's the whole reason for the brand split, because it opens up opportunities, supposedly, for people to win titles, even though it generally doesn't. And that's kind of one of my problems with the brand split, but that's a whole other rant for a whole other day. But in this instance, I can't see them unifying the titles. It just doesn't make sense to do that.
No, but Twitter is like, oh my god, they could be doing this title, champion versus champion. I mean, they could.
You could do champion versus champion. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You could do Roman versus Brock.
You definitely could, but I don't, we're gonna get Roman and Brock at WrestleMania in some fashion. Maybe. I don't know. Could Lashley take down Brock, say at the Royal Rumble? I'd be okay with that.
I'd be fine with that. I mean, you definitely need something to boost Lashley, and Brock Lesnar would be the person to do that.
And even if Brock beats Lashley at the Royal Rumble, that's okay, too. Just so we're aware, it's okay. It's not going to hurt anyone. It's a match he wants. Big E losing doesn't hurt E. We explained this Thursday. The babyface is always better chasing than holding. Because Steve Austin, let's talk attitude error, would held the belt for 3-4 months, lose it, and then get it back. It was all about the chase.
The thing with E tonight, and that's what, and this is what makes it somewhat okay, even though we all love E very much, is that for E, he's in a match with 4 other guys, right? Those are almost insurmountable odds. Those are like John Cena LOL wins odds, right? That's the only way that you're going to win is if you're Roman or Cena or somebody. I don't think he's quite on that level yet. So it's like, it's okay that he loses here because you know what? He had 4 other guys to contend with, and he had 4 really strong guys to contend with. Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. Those are not easy guys to beat one-on-one. Never mind getting them all 4 in the same place at the same time where they're just hurling bodies at each other. Bodies and chairs and tables and you name it. We're getting thrown at each other.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
So the fact that E lost, it's like, does it suck? Yeah, absolutely it sucks. We all love E as champion. He's a great champion, but you know what? He can put his boots on tomorrow. He can walk out and he can be like, I didn't technically lose fairly. I didn't lose one-on-one, even though I think E did eat the pin.
He ate the pin, but that's okay. Champion should be pinned. It was not about protecting E, because guess what? E's fine. He's not going to be, if you look at the way the roster is structured, E's not going to be de-elevated. He's going to be fine where he is. That's the thing that you have to look at coming out of it. It's not like you have a huge main event scene to begin with. E will be right back into it. They could have something, a big moment planned for the Royal Rumble. It could be Big E and Brock in the Royal Rumble. You don't know, because what they did was something they had to do because of the situation they were in. And that's it. They were put in a position where they had to do something. And they wanted to, the one thing they wanted to do on this night was make this show seem important, because they didn't want it to be, what was it called, New Year's resolution that they had a long time ago. They don't want this show to become that, where it's just sort of thrown together and boom, it's just another show. This is WWE day one. They wanted something big to happen and something unexpected to happen. Guess what?
It happened.
The finish of that match was unexpected because, again, it came out of nowhere. It wasn't, you know, this long drawn out thing. It was 5 men beating the ever living piss out of each other for, what, 10 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's like, yeah. And people can be upset. People can cancel their networks and all this stuff. WWE's going to be fine. Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. He is top knot Brock. He is the beast incarnate. He is the, I don't know, the best guy they got. He's the biggest box office attraction they have when they present premium live events on the WWE Network on Peacock.
By the way, can we calm down about that just a little bit? Y'all, it's really not that serious. It's fine.
Also, if we're going to talk about not being serious, internet, go touch grass.
Yeah, y'all, if you're... Here's the thing. If you're blaming counting camera cuts on your ADD, or excuse me, ADHD... And then saying, No, I'm sorry, no.
Go touch grass.
Go touch grass.
Kevin Owens just tweeted, I did it!
Hold on, sorry.
Storms are brewing. An F5, a tornado watch is in effect, as we're talking about Brock Lesnar, for very fitting timing.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew that was going to happen. But as I said, it's very fitting, because we're talking about Brock Lesnar, the F5, the tornado. You know.
I was sitting here and it's like, I'm looking at the weather tonight and they're talking about the weather for tonight. It's like, well, day one could get really interesting because we're supposed to have like really severe weather over the next couple days. So, because we had tornadoes last night. So, you know, it's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. We're good. We're safe. Everyone is safe.
It's Everyone's okay. fine. The tornadoes didn't do a lot of damage. They weren't here, but I was getting ready for New Year's last night and my radio went off and hey, look, there's a tornado. Yay. Woohoo.
But then we came back to it coming out. We did it. I did it. I don't know what you did, but you did some good things.
He's proud of himself. Let him be proud.
He is very proud of himself. Yeah, that is for sure. He is very proud of himself. And WWE Twitter has a very intimidating picture of Brock Lesnar holding the WWE Championship. It's quite something.
I mean, I will say this. Like, is it a... Because I'm trying to remember what my point was before my weather alert radio went off. I will say this. It's not a bad thing, like we said, that E lost. He will recover. He can recover at Rumble. He can walk out tomorrow on Raw. He can say, I may have eaten the pin, but you know what? You didn't beat me one-on-one. You beat me after three other guys fought me. How about we go one-on-one? How about you put the title up one-on-one, Rumble, and they're fine? Or he could come back and win the Rumble. And Brock could be like, no, I don't want to fight you. Give me a reason to fight you. Give me a better reason to fight you. So he's like, okay. And he gives Brock the better reason. Like, there's any number of ways you can get it there. There's no question of that.
Yeah, and again, baby faces always thrive better without the championship. The moment is great. Big E got moments, but the chase is always better. Look at Mankind, look at Steve Austin, look at John Cena, look at anyone from in history. The chase for the belt is always which drives everything. Think about how many times Hulk Hogan, you know, challenged for the championship, and that was always the big thing is Hulk Hogan is going after the championship once again. Hulkamania is running wild, brother, or the boyhood dream, etc., etc., etc. Babyfaces work without the title. Big E's fine. He's now established as a champion.
Yeah, and they can easily put it back on him. Like, it could be a one-day thing where Brock loses the title, you know, tomorrow night on Raw as well. Like, he just wins it for the sake of winning it, for to have a surprise on the pay-per-view because the people didn't get Roman versus Brock. And I have a funny feeling that the SmackDown title was supposed to change.
It possibly could have been. But we will never know because it didn't happen.
Nope.
Also, Brock Lesnar is New Day's Kryptonite.
He is. He really, really, truly...
Let's think about that one.
Is.
He's now taking them both down. Woods, you better hide your crown. He's coming for you.
Run!
So, I didn't want to do it on this show. It's day one, but I have to hit a bumper.
You have to hit a bumper? Oh, yeah, you have to hit a bumper.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Brent, the fuck? Like, for real, the fuck? What are you doing?
Hashtag no days off. So, on the kickoff show, it was Sheamus and Ridge Holland taking on Ricochet and Cesaro. It was a fine tag match. But Sheamus had to overcome the odds because early on in the match...
Oh, man, this sucks. Like, this royally sucks for
Ridge.
For Ridge.
So, yeah, go ahead.
He took a kick to the... Or he took a shot to the face, and, well, his nose did not withstand the force, and poor Rich Holland broke his nose.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Oh, this sucks. Like, because he just... I think he just came back, too, like, not too long ago.
It's been a few months, but it's like he's finally getting his feet under him on SmackDown with working with Sheamus. They're starting to do something with him again, and...
Boom.
Boom, right. He took a foot from Ricochet right to the face.
I actually thought about this because I was like, damn, if they just like could have like synced it up better, because Sheamus had a broken nose not that long ago. So it's like they could have matched.
I mean, he has a mask he can give him.
He has a mask he can give him. Hey.
If anyone knows.
Horrible people.
If anyone knows how to, you know, recover from a broken nose, it's Sheamus and he can give some advice. So, yeah. Sheamus overcame the odds of and picked up the win for his team. It was Sheamus getting the win and Ridge Holland, technically. It was good. It was a solid opener on the kickoff.
It was a solid opener on the kickoff. Like, I like this. I enjoyed this. I think they had a lot of fun with this. It was an easygoing match. It sucks for Sheamus because, you know, again, Ridge got hurt really early on in the proceedings and just they couldn't recover it. So I feel bad for him.
Yeah, you could say it was a little awkward at times, but that's because, you know, they were trying. They had a planned match. And then the planned match got changed because the guy got injured. So you're now doing all the spots single-handedly.
Dang.
That kind of happened.
Like the professional you are.
Yeah. So I guess we can go to the other, I guess, technical injury update of the night. So it was Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss. Drew got the win. It was a fine match. I wouldn't say it was a great match. It went longer than it should have, but it was fine, right?
I thought it was fine. Yeah, I mean, that's the best I could say about it. Like, it was just, there's really no build behind it beyond Corbin and Moss tried to steal Drew's sword out of the desk, right? So that's really the whole build. Like, I thought for what it was okay.
Yeah, and they had to wipe out all the Jeff Hardy stuff that was involved too. But that's besides
the point. We don't talk about that.
That's besides the point. So Drew got the win. Again, fine match. After the match, a little bit later in the show, Drew was attacked by Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin. They did the gimmick where you put the chair around the neck and you stomp on it. So, I guess, technically, here's the injury update from WWE. Drew McIntyre suffered a cervical neck strain with severe contusions. Upon further evaluation by the medical staff, he will have a follow-up with an orthopedic cervical specialist. So I guess technically it's a...
Hashtag blame Brent.
Even though it's a storyline blame Brent, it's still a hashtag blame Brent.
You hope it's only a storyline.
You hope it's only a storyline?
You hope.
It's. I'm sure it is.
I'm just saying you hope it is. Because you don't want it... When you hear neck and them writing him out for neck injury, that would be a bad thing. If he's back on TV in a week, then everything's good.
Yeah. So we'll just keep an eye on it. We'll see. What's next? As he just leaves me hanging for a second with dead air. So how you doing, chat? You having a good night? You enjoying yourselves? You having fun? Huh? You guys have hangovers or anything? I don't. Because I did not get that drunk last night. Which I guess is not something to necessarily brag about. But, you know. Also, I have a YouTube channel. Since he's still leaving me hanging and he's not talking. I have a YouTube channel, guys. So please go check it out. Like and subscribe. The link is on our Twitter. And I don't have enough subscribers to get the fancy YouTube name yet. But please go check it out. I've also been streaming on Twitch. So twitch.tv/LinsWard. LinsWard. You know. Been streaming Genshin and having a good time this week. Tomorrow is the last day of my vacation. I'm very sad.
So you don't read Skype, so that's good. Anyway, let's talk about New Day and Usos.
I don't have a notification on Skype.
It's okay. Let's talk about the New Day versus the Usos.
But I got my shit plugged.
You did. Good job. Usos, New Day. Go.
I don't know what all I could say about this. It was a stock standard Usos versus New Day match. Like, it was fine. It was perfectly fine. Woods had a bitchin' entrance, I will say that.
Yeah, he did. It was really good.
It was really good, but yeah, it's like, beyond that, it's just like, I don't really know if there's anything to say about it, because it's just sort of a thing. It's just sort of there.
It was a good match. It was, the finish was really fun. The 3D out of nowhere. Usos getting the 3D, Devon passing along.
Yeah, handing it off, sharing the knowledge, the wealth, all the things.
It's what you do, but I enjoyed this match. Again, like you said, it's Usos and the New Day. You really can't be, like, descriptive. Oh, since I just saw the name, this is what I want to talk about in the main, going back to the main event really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Gable Steveson was watching on at ringside and looking right at Brock holding the championship. So if you ever got
ready yet.
So if you ever got to do a big time match for a first match and pass the torch, I'm just saying.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I don't know if he's ready, you know? Like,
oh god, he's not ready. But if you wanted to.
Oh yeah, if you wanted to, you could totally do it.
You could have. So the Usos retained. A little surprised, but not too surprising, as it were.
I don't think it's, yeah, I mean, it's like, again, we don't know how many of the plans change because of Roman not being there. That's a thing. But I suspect they were never supposed to lose. I just get that funny hunch.
So the intern wants cookies. Hey, Brent, I want pick 'em result. Okay, thanks.
I want the winning Powerball ticket. since we're demanding unreal things.
See, what you are demanding is not realistic. What I'm asking for is very realistic.
Is it? Does he even have them ready?
That's what I'm wondering. So we go from one tag team title match to the other. We had RK Bro taking on the Street Profits. You had the Migos with Randy and Riddle at ringside. This is a good match.
This was a good match. This was a solid match. I mean, I don't know what else to really say about it. It was good. It was entertaining. Like, Migos being at ringside, I think, was a little awkward at times, but that's fine. They were the advertised guests. I think they did a musical performance.
No. They were in the intro.
Okay.
That's about it. But it was fine. Like, the match was good. Give me tomorrow or Monday on Raw, because you keep saying tomorrow. Monday on Raw, give me Montez and Randy in 15 minutes.
Sorry. I feel like it's Sunday because it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah. But give me Randy and Montez in a singles match. Just
do it.
Do the thing. Let me have it.
Just do it.
Give me the thing. So RK-Bro retained the tag team titles on this show. So that's good. So both sets of tag champs keep their belts going forward. So that's what you want. So there's a couple more matches that we need to get into. But before we get into all of that, we need to talk about another big story of the day. Johnny Knoxville entering the Royal Rumble match.
Is it stupid I want him to win?
No. I kind of want him to win too.
Like, I had this need for Johnny Knoxville to kind of win the Rumble.
Because it would be something completely out of nowhere, but it would be a complete spectacle. And guess what? That's what you need sometimes. A big spectacle for a big show like WrestleMania, especially when you have two nights. And hey, you can, you know, build something where Johnny Knoxville wins the Royal Rumble and then goes to WrestleMania. Will that happen? No. He's coming in to promote the movie, which comes out in February. But you never. It would be funny. Also, if Brock didn't win the title and they put Brock in the Royal Rumble, I would have loved Johnny Knoxville and Brock Lesnar interaction.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. Knoxville would have died, but it would have been for our sins, so it's fine, right? Like, that's totally fine. It's yeah. For our sins. It's mm-hmm. It's okay. You know, it's just go with it, Johnny. It's okay. Brock will take care of you. It'll be fine.
An update on Drew McIntyre. It is because he has some issues and he may be ellering for a short hiatus. So it could be a couple of weeks. He's going to get everything checked out, but he has some nagging issues that they are looking at. So that is the update. So it isn't the actual Blame Brent. Maybe not the full wording of what it is, but it's the Blame Brent nonetheless. So let's talk about Edge and Miz, shall we?
Oh my God, this match. The entrance. Edge's entrance. He did the full-on brood again.
He did.
Out of the floor. Like, holy crap. It was great. Why is he doing this to us? It's not nice.
But it is nice. It is oh so nice.
Is it?
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. So what I liked about this match most was it was a match where Edge could have a really quality match without having to overextend himself in a main event style match, which he's had to do multiple times. This allows him to be featured, but not having to go all out hardcore, which is something, you know, with a guy with neck injuries, you kind of don't want him to do all the time. So him come and the last time he tore his tricep and was out for a while. So
yeah.
having a good match with someone like The Miz, who was a very underrated performer at times, it was good. This was a very good match.
I will say this. Miz is one of the safest people they have in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to protect himself and he knows how to protect other people. And he's not going to do anything crazy or stupid in the ring because of that. So he was a really easy match for Edge to have because he's going to look out for Edge and make sure that he's not going to do anything terribly stupid or terribly complicated. Because that is the one thing with Randy, right? Is like Edge is BFFs with Randy. So of course they're going to go all out because they can. Randy was the whole reason Edge came back. So he's going to put his all into it. And I'm not saying he's not doing that here, but like he's just going to go to, I think, another level with Randy automatically because there is that familiarity there. And the unfortunate result of that was he tore his bicep and he was out. Now, that didn't hurt him necessarily because COVID happened and he was out when COVID started, and then he missed the majority of the Thunderdome era before finally returning earlier in 21.
Yeah.
So it was good for him in that sense because he didn't have to worry about the Thunderdome era. But like, I thought this was perfectly good. I thought it was well built. I thought it was well executed. Whatever the hell Beth Phoenix was doing tonight, because Mom showed up.
So before you get there, so we're all paying attention to Maurice, and she's waiting for the interference, and then she finally interferes with a slap to Edge. Once you touch someone else's man, things go down. Continue.
Yeah, things go down in a big, big, big way, and Betty, Aunt Betty, showed up.
She had Betty on her jacket, too, by the way.
Well, that's what she calls herself. She calls herself Aunt Betty on Twitter, but I would like to officially nominate Beth Phoenix as the new Betty. I would like to do that because we didn't talk about it, but RIP Betty White, we lost a legend New Year's Eve. Although I like the memes that say that Betty White wasn't taken from us. Betty White took 2021 straight to hell. Okay. That,
I haven't seen that. That was good.
That's, yeah, she's like, if I have to go, you're coming with me, kind of thing. But yeah, RIP Betty White, absolute legend. You will be missed. I would like to, once an appropriate time for mourning has passed, nominate Beth Phoenix to be the new Betty, because Mom looked fierce as hell tonight.
Mm.
Like, she looks so good.
It was so weird, though. She was standing there waiting for the music to kick on before she walked down to the ring.
Yeah, that was a little weird. That was a little production issue, but her and Edge together, like Edge and the Brood, and her doing like the badass rocker, whatever look that was. Like, I don't even know what that look was, but it was fierce as hell. It's just like, okay, all right, I'm here for this. I'm all right. I'm not all right, but it's fine. So yeah, I'm completely down.
Yeah.
For what's coming, which we all know what's coming. It's going to be Maurice and Beth Phoenix, Edge and Miz, because we're not done, y'all. We're so not done.
Oh, no. No. Oh, God, no. But we're going to get it at some point.
At some point.
We're going to get, Big E, not Big E, Edge and Beth against Miz and Maurice, probably at the Royal Rumble.
I mean, that would be appropriate. I could be here for that.
I'm totally here for that. Totally hear from that. So, and they had a good match, as mentioned. It was a good match between the two. Nothing 5-star, but again, it didn't need to.
Yeah, because the big reveal was Beth Phoenix was there.
Yeah.
And Beth Phoenix is there to stand with her husband. So that was really the whole big surprise there.
And the first real time they've ever worked together.
Yes.
All right. There's one more match to get to, as this is the Rack Extra Reviews WWE Day 1. Hold up your finger. Let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan.
This was good. This was way better than
so much
the
better.
Raw match.
So much better.
Like, Liv was very nervous in the first match. You could see it. She was much more settled here. She was much calmer. She knew what to expect. She and Becky have been working together. You can tell they've been working together. They're much more calm together. They're settled. There were a couple awkward moments in this, but overall, this was very, very, very good.
Liv played her part really well. She was more confident in the ring, as Lindsay mentioned. Becky allowed her to get more stuff in. That powerbomb spot in the corner, the flipping powerbomb, was a very nice spot. Liv came out to prove herself in this show. And she did. She proved herself that she actually belongs in the position they're giving her. Would it have been great if she won? Yes. But it's okay she lost. Because she's finding herself in the role she's in. Go.
I'm still on the fence about that. Like, I can agree that she's finding herself in the role. But at the same time, it's like you really did have a perfect opportunity here. And I'm not saying that you can't build another one. And I'm curious to know if they're going to do live like they did Bailey, where they just build her up and build her up and build her up, and then they finally give her the title and it's this great, grand, wondrous moment that we all see. Or are they gonna, or is this gonna hurt her? It's just, I'm not sure yet. I don't know. Like, I feel like you could have given Liv a quick little run here, with the title just to establish her, and then you could take it right back off of her at Rumble if you wanted to, or you could have her go into Mania with the title. Like, there's any number of ways that you could have done that. I don't know what their Grandmaster plan is, but I was surprised that Liv did not win here, and you had Becky retain. There was also the finish was a little awkward on this.
It was. So Becky hit the man slam, countering Liv's rope finish. And I guess they were too far away from the ropes, because Becky looked back to get her feet on ropes, but she was too far away to reach. Liv bounced a little too far away, and then they weren't close enough to the ropes for her to put the feet on the ropes. Maybe that was the planned finish, even though, I mean, it would have helped, because they mentioned it on commentary that she was even trying to do that. So they, you know, they were hinting at she was trying to cheat to win, maybe setting up a future spot. No, I understand completely that giving Liv, as we talked about Thursday, would have been a good moment. It didn't have to be a long moment. It could have been a short moment. But I also see them wanting to keep their big attraction strong heading into the most important time for the company, the WrestleMania season. If Liv goes back to having two-minute matches and not being featured, then it was all for naught. But if she becomes a competitive, viable competitor who's getting more of an opportunity, who's moved up the ranking, then I'm all for it. So, and again, it's not something that plays out over 2 weeks. It plays out over the next 6 months. Where is Liv? Are the crowds going to demand for Liv Morgan to be champion? Like they were demanding Bianca get the title back. Because that's the other factor. Bianca's lurking.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget about it, but she's lurking in the background, whether they put her in the Rumble or give her to Becky. Or there could be another foe lining coming back to fight Becky, and it could be Asuka.
Yeah, Asuka's on her way back too.
So it's like there are other names out there that could be taking that spot. I don't say it's a good thing, but it's also not a bad thing that you have other names out there as well who could come in and challenge Becky for a championship. Because if you remember, Becky gave the belt to Asuka. So there is that whole thing that you can play back on. So if you're going Asuka, if Asuka's ready to return because she's been injured, I don't know what the status is. I'm just spitballing here. You do Becky and Asuka at the Royal Rumble. Bianca wins the Rumble. Bianca and Becky at WrestleMania. There are many things you can do. Or Liv can go win the Rumble and go challenge Charlotte and go to SmackDown.
She could. She absolutely could.
Or whoever the champion is, whether it's Charlotte, whether it's Sasha, who knows? It's all up in the air. But I think this match helped Liv more than hurt her.
The loss is a disappointment, and like you said, it will be curious to see how people take the loss and if she becomes in demand. Because I think if she becomes in demand, that's kind of what they're looking for.
Exactly.
Because people want it now doesn't mean they'll want it later. So if people are like, why'd you do this? Why did you do this like this? We want Liv to be champion. They're all up in arms. So it's a good thing that people are up in arms, because that's a positive sign. But the question is will the protest last? Basically, will people still be calling for it months down the line? Because don't forget, people were bitter about Bianca for a while. And they're still bitter about Bianca. So that is something to take into consideration.
Right. And if the plan all along was to go to give the belt back to Bianca at WrestleMania, give her another moment, then there you have it. Like, Bianca is the next one they want to keep making. She's going to be next in the line. Becky went out tonight, helped elevate Liv Morgan. Because you could tell she was out there doing the work to make her look good. And it's something where Becky is doing what she wants to do right now to help bring talent up instead of put talent down.
Yeah, Becky's trying to make the next set of superstars because Becky understands that she's probably not going to be sticking around for too long. I mean, she could stay for years or she could stay for, you know, the end of her contract. It just kind of depends how she feels about things and what she really wants to do.
But, you know, I'm not there. There's no rage that you can't storm in there raging about something where it's like, if it was, I don't know.
But I mean, here's my thing. Like, if you're that invested in Liv or you're that invested in the feud, then yeah, you're going to be mad and you're going to be upset and you're going to rage. And that's okay, because that means they did their job.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked you which is great. That's what the women want. That's what any performer wants, is they want to hook you and get you involved and have you be a part of it. And so I think that's a positive sign if people are upset, because it's like, hey, you had Liv lose. It's just like you had it with Bianca. Again, it's that same comparison of you had her lose. That's not remotely cool at all.
Or going with back, the Yes Movement.
The Yes Movement, another quality example. The signs are all there. Like, they're basically testing the waters right now. They're dipping their foot in. They're going to see if it's going to take or not. Because I think the last thing they want to do is do all this work and then Liv kind of sort of fizzles. And the people are like, well, we got what we wanted. And now we don't really care. And they're on to the next thing. And that's WWE's difficulty, is trying to keep the fans happy when they're very, very fickle.
So if you want Liv to be champion, buy your tickets, go to the shows and chant, "We want Liv. We want Liv." Or when she comes out, give her the biggest ovation of the night. Because that will tell them, we have something here. The reaction night was good. It's better than what happened on Raw. So if you can get that everyone on board, then you go. Then you got something there. Because there is a very vocal fan base for her online, but it has to translate to the live audience.
Yeah, that's the thing. They see it online. They see the groundswell, but they're not hearing it at the shows. So it's like, something or is this not something?
Give them a reason. And that's the thing. Give them a reason. Bianca, there was pure reason in the crowd. Give them a reason for Liv. Give them a reason for Big E to once again be champion. If you want your guy or girl to be something, react. Make them realize they're worth a damn. And that's how you got to make. WWE can only do so much to make the star. You got to cheer for them when they do.
Yep.
That's the thing. If you don't cheer for them and you sit on your hands and you just, get loud, be excited, do the thing for them. If you're buying the ticket, you got to pop it and make it something.
Agreed. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
We're
not done quite yet.
We got the pick'em results.
Oh, he actually sent them.
He did. He removed the world title matches because of the changes.
Okay.
Subway went 1-5. 8-Ball, Derek, Rob, myself, and the Wheel went 3-3. You went 4-2.
Oh, I did better than I thought.
Team WTR went 5-1. That's Brent, Casey, and Tim. Amy, Michael P, Sheila, and Tommy went 6-0.
Good job, y'all.
So that's pick'em results. But that's day one in a nutshell.
So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Okay, chat. No Sleepy Raider. I told you that the other day. We're back live, January 8th, midnight-ish. Tomorrow night, 7 PM Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio. We will have the day one review with those three gentlemen I just mentioned, as well as the WTR fantasy results. Did the Rock win? Did WTR win? Tune in. Find out. Tomorrow night, 10 PM Eastern. Monday night for All Pro Show, 11 PM Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night. Wow. For the Rock, 10 PM Eastern.
Hey, you yell at me about my ears. You can't even keep your days straight.
It's Saturday. My brain auto goes to that. The Rock Radio Show on all social media platforms. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit code ROCKSUCK or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I have been streaming Genshin Impact all week, and I'm uploading my videos to YouTube. I do not have a fancy YouTube link where it has my name in it. I think I have to get more subscribers for that. I think it's 50. Do you have to get 50 subscribers?
I forget how many subscribers, but if you're on YouTube, just search Lynn's Ward, and that will bring up her YouTube channel. It's great to click the links on Twitter and stuff, but search Lynn's Ward on YouTube. It will help elevate the channel.
Yes, please. Please do the things. I would greatly appreciate it. And while you're looking for things, check out mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Happy New Year, guys. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.